The Truth News Network. In a world where idiocracy is the new world order, it takes a strong voice to speak the truth. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. And your beacon of light in the tunnel of lies is Dan Newman.
I have the strong voice. I am a beacon of truth. And we're going to find some truth today together. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. Follow my line of discussion today. Our title is A Sacrificial Lamb in 2020 with a question mark. A Sacrificial Lamb in 2020. Now, let me explain this by giving you a story, a simple story that I think will help you understand exactly what this means. In the mid to late 1960s, Top 40 radio nationally was led by a Shreveport, Louisiana morning show DJ named Larry Ryan. His show dominated local and even national Top 40 ratings. His station, KEEL, was at the top of national Top 40 stations besides significant market stations like WLS in Chicago, WRKO in Boston, KIIS in Los Angeles, WABC in New York, and the legendary KAAY in Little Rock, Arkansas, with their famous evening show, Beaker Street. Ryan was an icon. And as icons go, Larry Ryan decided to leave Keel Radio and bought his own radio station. That left a massive hole in the programming lineup at Keel Radio. Who would General Manager Billy Wilson bring to Shreveport to replace this broadcasting giant? Well, there are two schools of thought for such a replacement. The first one, find the best radio personality in the nation with which to replace Ryan. The second is to acknowledge how great Ryan was and recognize that no one could replace him at the same level. Wilson chose the latter, and he hired a no-name disc jockey that was mediocre at best. That guy lasted for about 6 months. Wilson knew before he hired that guy who he wanted to ultimately replace, Larry Ryan. He knew who he wanted. Well, when he fired the no-name guy, he brought in his guy, a guy named Jeff Edmond. Edmond was a storied morning show host at a small station in a small town, but he was okay. He was very solid and related to people well on air. He went on air at Keel. Everyone in the market said, finally, Keel has someone as good as Larry Ryan. Now, Larry listens to this show. Larry, I didn't mean to offend you in any way. Jeff wasn't better than you, God rest his soul. He was good, but you were the best. Wilson knew that it did not matter who followed Ryan. They would fail because of the constant comparisons with Larry Ryan. The guy between Ryan and Edmond was Keel's sacrificial lamb. Now, how does that story fit anything in my life today, you ask? Well, this is an essential topic for the day. You're going to have to buckle in with me. Instead of looking at everything at sea level, let's go up to the 10,000-foot level and take a look. Who's going to be the next new U.S. president? New president. Different president. Will that happen in 2020 or 2024? Obviously, 2024 is a sure bet because even if Donald Trump wins the 2020 election, he can only serve 4 more years. In my life, I remember no previous election environment with even remote similarities to this one. The differences between both major parties are miles apart from each other. Like never before, I see very little, if any, consensus between Republicans and Democrats on any level. In the American political system, there have always been party philosophical differences. It's nothing new. But parties almost always find ways to work together for the good of the nation. That's what they're up there for. Political parties aren't planned. They just happen, kind of the necessary evil in a democracy. And our forefathers warned us of that. Americans today do not see the willingness from either Democrats or Republicans in 2020. Donald Trump will surely represent the GOP in November. But who's going to stand for the Democrat Party and be their candidate? That's far from determination right now. From the start of this campaign season, former Vice President Joe Biden was the odds-on favorite, if he ran, to win the Democrat Party nomination. When he formally announced his run, most were confident he would dominate other Democrat candidates. And for a while, he did. That favor among fellow Democrats began to slip away slowly, and it continues to do so to this day. So enter Bernie Sanders. Sanders is a consummate socialist who many say he's actually a communist. He has become the only real threat to a Biden run against Trump in November. Sanders is so far left, he has so much history as a real socialist. His garnering enough support even to win Democrats' nomination is tough. But then there's the general election after that. As of this date, Sanders has momentum, really good momentum. If he can hold on to that and build a consensus for a White House bid as a Democrat, a generation of young Americans who've been immersed in that socialist propaganda at our education institutions would be besides himself. They love socialism, and they don't have a clue what socialism really is. That's a story for another day. If you listened yesterday or watched yesterday, you heard and saw a really good explanation of the differences between socialism and democracy. Unfortunately for Sanders, Democrats have closed their circle around the former vice president, that's Biden, and are throwing every shred of bad Bernie news they can uncover against Sanders to keep Biden out front. It'll be tough for him to get the majority of Democrat Party delegates to support him in Milwaukee at the Democrat convention. Democrats don't want Bernie Sanders. They don't feel Bernie can get enough delegates to beat Joe Biden. So what's going to happen if Bernie cannot get a Democrat convention delegate majority? Nor can Joe. Nor can any other candidate on the Democrat side. If that happens on the first nominating ballot, all Democrat delegates are automatically released from their candidate obligation. That means they can support anybody they want. Someone, maybe it's another candidate currently in the race, or one who is not presently running, can put their name forward, hoping to pull enough of those decommitted delegates to their side sufficient in number to win the nomination. Who could that person be that could pull enough of those decommitted delegates to win a majority of delegate votes sufficient to win the 2020 presidential nomination? Enter a sacrificial lamb. So who's going to take the hit? Here's the Democrats' problem. Who can be Donald Trump in 2020? Go back up to the 10,000-foot level for a moment. Consider who's out there that has a real shot at beating the president. If one puts aside a personal preference for a specific candidate and objectively believes who could defeat Mr. Trump, the choices are slim. There may not be a candidate who can even score that victory. Now, don't think for 1 minute that Democrat Party leaders have for quite some time considered that possibility. They have. Pelosi and Schumer and other party leaders have a plan. A plan that might contain a sacrificial lamb. Let's talk this through. Biden or Sanders can score a majority of Democrat delegates on the first ballot at the convention in Milwaukee. Committed delegates are then free to support whomever they choose. Who in the current field has voter support even close to the sufficiency necessary to win the nomination, let alone defeat Donald Trump? Who could be a possible candidate outside the short list of Democrats who would and who could bring Democrats their November 3rd victory? What are Democrats to do? Well, what about the choices? Everybody knows who's in the race right now and has been. We see them on the debate stage every time they get up there. There were 6 in Las Vegas, and it's going to dwindle down. It always does. But there are 3 that I think come to mind when we talk about possibly being able to pull something off at a brokered convention. Let's look at the top 3. Michael Bloomberg. Yes, he was on the debate stage in Vegas, but he's just getting to the race. Mini Mike, as President Trump has labeled a candidate, certainly has plenty of money sufficient to support the cost of a national campaign. But the former mayor made a poor showing in Vegas. So bad, he may not be able to get over it. Democrats as a whole don't even know that former New York City mayor. Is there time to educate voters about his positions on the issues that have been burning the electorate during this entire campaign period? If there is sufficient time for that, does he have adequate winning ideas to beat President Trump in November? When one considers the formative accomplishments of this president, especially in economic benefits for Americans from every category, a candidate who is so weak at selling ideas to Americans in just a few months is an unlikely winner. And Bloomberg, He's filthy rich, but he's not a proficient salesperson. Actually, he's terrible. Mr. Bloomberg is undoubtedly destined to continue his life of wealth and eliteness, but not at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Let me throw another name out there. Hillary Clinton. OMG. Hasn't the nation had enough? Well, let's don't get into her political history or her history with all of us. Everyone knows it from top to bottom. Her political history that is known in public is one thing, but her political history that is unknown is another. There are far too many stories floating around about Hillary's efforts to sow seeds sufficient to beat Mr. Trump in 2016. You know, there's a lot more that we don't even know about. It's unlikely she can successfully address and resolve any of those that we know about even before November. Her post-election loss tour, in which she incessantly blamed Donald Trump and the FBI and the CIA, President Obama and Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, all of those and many, many more. She changed who was at fault for her losing that election every time she got a microphone. Those were all her attempts to regain some credibility. She too desperately sought support for her claims that the presidency was stolen from her. She never received the support that she sought. Add to that fact that there may be some legal difficulties ahead for Ms. Clinton and her husband. There appears to have been wrongdoing at the Clinton Foundation, acceptance of foreign financial assistance for her 2016 campaign, and even possible criminal charges pending for mishandling of confidential and classified information and documents during the Mueller probe. That cloud of doubt over her is significant. It cannot be dismissed as some short-term hiccup. People could go to jail for wrongdoing like that. And we have a third. We have a name of a person that would be likely and maybe, just maybe, could pull it off against Donald Trump in the 2020 election. We'll talk about that person when we come back. Sit tight. That's next at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
The truth. Straight. No chaser. TNN. The Truth News Network.
Hi, this is Jack, founder of Jack in the Box. Is the caller there?
Mr. Box. Douglas Gompertz from Burger Week magazine.
Oh, hey, Doug. Doug's a respected fast food critic.
I recently dined on your sourdough Jack combo.
And?
Perfection. The cheese, the jumbo patty, the golden sourdough bread, the French fries. Bravo.
Well, thank you.
However, I found the dessert a bit dry.
It doesn't come with dessert.
The candy. The white, round candy with the happy face.
Was it wearing a scarf?
Yes, I believe it was.
Rosy cheeks? Fuzzy earmuffs?
Yes, that's it.
Douglas, you ate a holiday ball. We're giving one away free to customers who buy a sourdough Jack combo. But they're not for dessert. They're for antennas.
Or a pencil.
Right.
Well, that's going to improve your score dramatically.
Excellent.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's dark chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's dark chocolate candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Need more cowbell? Better yet, how about the Ring of Truth? TNN, the Truth News Network, and Dan Newman.
Got to be honest with you, you may need to grab a cowbell for what you're about to hear in a moment. Now, we've talked about two people so far that might be able to step in if there is a Democrat Party brokered convention. That was, of course, Michael Bloomberg and then maybe Hillary Clinton. Who's the third? You're sitting down? Michelle Obama. The former First Lady is the darling of the left, you've got to admit that. She has shunned any aggressive political action since leaving the White House with her husband, but she still dips her toes into the political fray every now and then. Many Americans, and not just African Americans, like her a lot. She has, on numerous occasions in public, rejected any idea of her running for the presidency. She blames the pressure, the grind, the lack of privacy, and the toll it takes on a family is reason enough for her to stay out of politics. Many, however, think she is the perfect person going forward to carry the banner of the traditional Democrat Party. Never mind that she's as far left-thinking as her husband. Never mind that her stances on abortion, taxes, marriage, same-sex marriage, health care, and the economy mirror those of her husband. But does America want Barack Obama Part 2? So let's, before we close, play a little bit of the what-if game. What if Democrat Party leadership feels like none of the current candidates nor anyone who might be able to steal a nomination in a brokered convention, like the three we just mentioned, Mike Bloomberg, Hillary Clinton, or Michelle Obama? What if they think none of those three plus none of the candidates could defeat Donald Trump in November? What if Democrat Party leadership determined it's in the best interest of their party to swallow hard, continue to do their best through November at assisting whichever candidate finds their way to the top of a ticket, and take it in the chin November 3rd and lose? Do they launch a plan in which 2020's election win is sacrificed for the benefit of a diamond of a candidate for 2024? That would mean whoever ended up carrying the Democrat banner in a few months in November would be just an interim candidate laying some groundwork for 2024. That person would be the Democrats' sacrificial lamb. Just like that DJ who replaced Larry Ryan at Keel Radio in Shreveport, Louisiana, was from the beginning to be nothing more than a placeholder while the dust settled in top 40 radio. That interim person could be the same thing for Democrats, a sacrificial lamb. Now, in politics, that's not unheard of. A sacrificial lamb candidate is a candidate chosen to contest an election even though he or she has little chance of winning. The political party appoints the person as a sort of a sacrifice to the stronger opponent, in this case, Donald Trump. Fielding a sacrificial lamb candidate can serve as an opportunity for the party to be more creative in choosing a candidate than would generally be considered acceptable in a closely contested race. Alan Keyes and Geraldine Ferraro are examples in American politics. Well, who knows? 2020 Democrats may pick someone to run against Mr. Trump to fill the spot on the 2020 presidential ballot, knowing they have no shot to win. If that should be the case, you can bet Democrats are already on the prowl for 2024. And I'll bet not only are they on the prowl, I am almost confident they have somebody that they think is their candidate for 2024. Who could that be? That's a great question. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is and will be too young to run. Hillary will just be a bad 2016 memory. Michael Bloomberg will probably have moved to some European country that he bought, like Luxembourg, Liechtenstein, or some other one. Joe Biden, going to be looking for a hairpiece. His plugs will be gone by then. Who's that leave? What about Michelle Obama? For what the Democrats want to accomplish long-term, they need a candidate who the nation knows about but doesn't know personally. You know, there's a difference in knowing about somebody and knowing somebody. They need somebody that already has star power and street cred. Michelle Obama checks all the boxes. African-American, female, experienced, well-known and respected, politically savvy, from the Midwest. Oh, and has the last name Obama. Why wouldn't they make her the 2020 sacrificial lamb? Because they cannot afford to waste her and lose her value to their party and their cause. She fits the mold far better than any other on the political scene today. I'm confident that Mayor Pete, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar would disagree with my thoughts. Face it, no one in national politics wants to be just an afterthought. But none of these have a shot at the presidency this year, at least a decent shot. I don't think anyone has a clear path to that in the Democrat Party. But I am satisfied for 2024. You'll begin to see some Michelle Obama yard signs, some posters, about the time Donald Trump takes his second oath of office. Yep, in 2021. Democrats could probably forget about their pending whooping in November, at the hands of the Donald. They'll be looking forward. Do you think I'm coming from the moon today? Well, you never know. I mean, look at what's happened in the last decade in politics in the United States. It's incredible. Nothing's impossible. Who would have thought Donald Trump would have made it? Nobody thought he had a chance. Not only did he make it, he's doing a really good job. I don't know what's going to happen in 2020. I don't know what's going to happen in 2024. I guess my thoughts are as good as your thoughts. But we can all figure out some things if we try hard enough and we make sure we get the truth. We got it for you every day right here at Truth News Network. See you tomorrow, truthnewsnet.org. So long, everybody.
Just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But always get the truth about right and wrong here at TNN, the Truth News Network.